All right, and I just took a little drink of water. I hope you didn't hear all that. Okay, so let's get into this. We heard last night a tremendous message from our pastor, Pastor Clark. El Pastor Clark predicó de la adversidad. The adversity is here, but the answer, the solution is discipline. La respuesta es la disciplina. Y también empezó a hablar de las cosas serias que están ocurriendo ahorita, no nomás en el mundo, pero en nuestra iglesia, que lo que está afectando la iglesia. Y el pastor fue muy claro. He began to talk about the things that are very, very specific things that are affecting the church. And what are those things? Well, he talked about immorality, pornography, and prayerlessness. El pastor habló de la lo que es ser la inmoralidad. Y hermanos, si me pueden mandar un mensaje en español para avisarme y asegurarme que sí estoy usando la palabra propia, la inmoralidad, la pornografía y la falta de la oración. Estas son cosas que están afectando la iglesia. These are things that are affecting our church. And when you think about it, these are things that the enemy is throwing at the church. Cuando lo piensa uno, estas son las cosas que el enemigo está tirando a la iglesia, las pedradas, por decir que la iglesia, que el enemigo está tirando a la iglesia. These are the fiery darts of the wicked that the enemy is throwing at the church at this present time, en este tiempo presente. Ya sabemos todos, hermanos, que ya estamos en los últimos días. We know that we are in the last days. These are the end times. And it's like if the enemy is coming with one final push, one final shove against the church. Como si, es como que si el enemigo está llegando sabiendo que ya los días están cortos y el enemigo está tirando lo que pueda tirar a la iglesia. Y sí, obviamente está afectando a los jóvenes principalmente. And we know that one of his primary attacks is against the young people, the youth. If he can affect the minds, the spirits of the young people, he's going to be able to really affect the entire church. El enemigo sabe que si él puede afectar a la juventud de nuestra iglesia, él va a poder afectar el resto de la iglesia. Y eso es lo que estamos viendo ahorita, hermanos. Es lo que estamos sintiendo ahorita precisamente. Pero quiero decirles algo más. El pastor empezó a hablar desde el domingo pasado de la falta de la oración. Since last week, Pastor Clark started preaching about prayer and the lack of prayer. And what we're seeing right now, that the church isn't praying the way that the church should be praying. El pastor dijo que ahorita la iglesia no está orando como la iglesia debía de estar orando. Y obviamente todos tenemos cosas en nuestras vidas, cosas personales que nos afectan. And obviously we have many different things that are affecting us individually, personally. And it encroaches upon us, all the different things of life that begin to affect us, but we know what the answer is. The answer is prayer. Pero sabemos especialmente ahorita cuando todas estas cosas nos vienen pegando duramente, nosotros sabemos en nuestro espíritu, en nuestra mente, y por favor la chilladera de la ambulancia ahorita, please excuse the ambulance, it's screaming out right. Perdón, hermanos. Please excuse me for that. I muted you all so you didn't have to hear all that. Brother Vic is mobile. He's out on the street right now. Hermano Víctor está ahorita móvil en su carro en las calles de Ontario y por eso pueden oír todo eso. Estoy parqueado aquí cerquitas de la iglesia. I'm actually parked right near the church, near John Galvin Park, as a matter of fact. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Voy a hablar de eso un momentito. Pero otra vez, hermanos, nosotros, cada uno de nosotros, entendemos, sabemos la respuesta, ¿verdad? Es la oración. We all know the answer to all of our personal issues, our personal problems, and the answer is prayer. But it's not just any prayer, is it, everybody? When we have a need, a personal need in our lives for ourselves or for our loved ones, our mom, our parents, our dad, our family, our brothers, our sisters, those that are near and dear to our heart, we don't just give that little two-minute prayer, is it, brethren? No nomás damos una oración leve, una oración rapidita, cuando nuestro esposo, nuestra esposa tiene una necesidad seria, hermanos. No. es cuando nos ponemos de rodilla y empezamos a interceder en el Espíritu por esa necesidad grande. That's when we get down on our knees, brethren, brothers and sisters, and we get into intercessory prayer. It may take 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. Posiblemente tome 2, 10, 20, 30 minutos para hacer esa oración para ese ser querido, nuestra familia, en nuestra vida personal. No nomás vamos a dar una oración rápida. We're not just going to give a little quick, superficial prayer, everybody, but we're going to give whatever it takes to make sure that the Lord hears us. So we know what prayer is required for that situation. Nosotros entendemos qué tipo de oración se requiere para ese tipo de problema, hermanos. Y quiero darles un reporte bueno, and I want to give you a good report right now. I wish you would all see the prayer book this week. Yo quisiera que todos pudieran ver el libro de la oración en nuestra iglesia de esta semana. Estoy yo sorprendido. I am surprised. I am shocked to see, ever since Pastor Clark preached that burden of prayer this last week, things have changed this week. Desde que el Pastor Clark predicó de la oración y la falta de la oración, y él predicó de su carga, de cómo faltamos la oración la última semana pasada, esta semana, hermanos, en vez de ver nomás 3, 4, 5, 6 nombres, estamos viendo una página llena de nombres. As opposed to just seeing 3, 4, 5, 6 names in the prayer book this week, everybody, we are seeing the entire page filled with names. I'm talking, I mean, the entire page and even another row needing to be started so that we can capture all the names that are coming in. Y no nomás estamos hablando de toda la página, pero cuando toda la página se llena, tenemos que empezar una segunda columna de nombres para poder retener todos los nombres que están viniendo a la iglesia para orar. Esto es algo tremendo. This is a tremendous thing that is taking place, everybody. This is encouraging. This is motivating, and this is inspiring. I hope that you are feeling this as I'm saying this. Yes, it is a call to arms. In the English, we use that terminology when the military general or captain makes that call to arms. Everybody, there's a battle at the forefront, and we need to send everybody to the battlefront to fight in this battle. Es como cuando un capitán militar o un general hace el llamamiento a los soldados. Soldados, es tiempo de ir al frente, porque el enemigo está batallando. El enemigo quiere entrar y quiere obtener la victoria de nosotros, pero nosotros vamos a marchar a las primeras líneas, las primeras hilas, y vamos a poner un frente de batalla contra el enemigo. And that's exactly what we're seeing, everybody. The call to arms has been made, and now the soldiers, our soldiers are marching up to the front lines, and we are going to push back on the enemy. We're not going to allow the enemy to overtake us. Praise God. And with that said, I want to go ahead and share some things with you. Con eso dicho, even people from San Diego are being added to prayer. My mama just wrote a message. I'm going to actually share something great that has taken place in San Diego that mama had informed me about here in the last week. And I'm making a little note about it so I don't forget about this. So, here the call to arms has been made by our pastor. We are seeing names in the prayer book. El pastor ya hizo la llamada a la oración esta semana pasada y ya estamos viendo muchos nombres que están llegando para orar. Okay, but now I want to read a scripture. Ahora, con eso dicho, yo quiero leer una escritura que se encuentra en el libro de Apocalipsis, capítulo 12, versículo 11. It's found in the book of Revelations, chapter 12, and verse number 11. And this is what the scripture reads en el español. Y ellos le han vencido por medio de la sangre del Cordero y de la palabra del testimonio de ellos, y menospreciaron sus vidas hasta la muerte. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Una vez más. Y ellos le han vencido por medio de la sangre del Cordero y de la palabra del testimonio de ellos. First half of the verse. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There is power in our testimony, everyone. Hay poder en nuestro testimonio, hermanos. Y de eso quiero hablar. Usted tiene poder en su testimonio, en la palabra de su testimonio. You have power in your testimony and in the word of your testimony. And I want to share a few things that have happened in the last week. Con eso dicho, quiero compartir con ustedes, hermanos, ciertas cosas que han ocurrido en los últimos días, en la última semana, cosas tremendas que han pasado. Primeramente, quiero decirle lo que pasó hoy, este día, cuando yo entré a la tienda de Vons. When I walked into the store at Vons, grocery store earlier today, something special happened. Algo especial ocurrió, hermanos. De repente, cuando entré a la tienda, vi una mujer sentadita a la entrada de la tienda y estaba vendiendo chocolates. Esas barras de chocolate que venden para ganar dinero por una causa, de eso se trataba. As I walked into the Vons, I saw a woman just sitting there, and she was selling those chocolate bars, you know, those candy bars that people sell like a fundraiser for a certain cause, and that's what she was doing. And here's the thing, as I saw her, I thought that it was just for herself. She was dressed a little rough, to be honest with you. She looked a little kind of beat up and a little rough. But as I walked in, I noticed a little light in her eyes, something shining from her eyes. Esta mujer la vi que estaba vestida media, no muy vestida muy bien, hermanos, la pura verdad. Y su apariencia parecía media maltratada, como que sufrió muchas cosas en la vida. Pero yo noté algo en sus ojos. Noté algo brillante en sus ojos. Y entré a la tienda. And that's when I walked in the store. I got what I needed. Compré lo que necesitaba. Y cuando salí, la oí que estaba hablando con una mujer. When I walked out, I noticed that she was talking to a woman. Y yo oí una sinceridad en su voz. Algo genuino que oí yo en su voz. Y es lo que me capturó mi atención. And as I walked out, everybody, I listened to this woman. I heard her talking to a woman, what she was selling about the chocolates, the candy bars. But I noticed a certain sincerity in her voice, a certain genuineness in her voice and what she was offering the lady, what she was telling her. She wasn't just selling a candy bar. She was explaining something to her. No solamente estaba vendiendo un dulce, un chocolate a la mujer, pero estaba explicándole algo a la mujer. Pero otra vez oí esa sinceridad. Oí esa algo genuino en su voz. I heard that sincerity in her voice and that genuineness in her voice, and that's what really captured my attention. Eso es lo que capturó mi atención, hermanos, al fin que yo tuve que regresar. To the point that I had to turn around and walk back and talk to this lady. And I asked her, ma'am, can I ask you what you're selling? I knew what she was selling, but I wanted to hear her. Yo supe lo que estaba vendiendo, pero de todas maneras le pregunté, señora, ¿qué es lo que está vendiendo? And here's what she said. Eso es lo que me dijo. Oh, sir, I'm selling these chocolate bars. It's for a fundraiser. It's for these men's and women's homes. It's like a halfway house. And the halfway home is in the Grand Terrace area, somewhere in East Riverside. That's where the halfway home is. But our church is located in Chino Hills. Okay. Me dijo que es para una causa para mujeres y hombres que salen de la prisión o que están sufriendo vicios de la vida y les ayudamos a estas mujeres y estos hombres. Y este lugar, esta casa, este hogar está por Riverside, la parte este de Riverside, pero la iglesia nuestra está localizada en Chino Hills. Hermanos, hermanas, quiero... ¡Wow! Lo estoy sintiendo ahorita. I'm actually feeling it right now. Esta mujer, cuando lo dijo con esa sinceridad, me capturó mi atención. When I heard that sincerity in her voice, her genuineness in her voice, it grabbed a hold of me, everybody. It grabbed a hold of my spirit, my heart, my soul. It really got a hold of me. The sincerity and the genuineness in her voice, she wasn't messing around. She wasn't playing games. She was serious about this effort that she was providing. Esta mujer estaba muy seria en lo que me estaba ofreciendo. Esta ayuda para estos hombres, estas mujeres que tenían vicios de la vida o que acaban de salir de la prisión, whether it was someone, a man or woman that just got out of prison or maybe addicted to a certain addiction in their lives, that's what this whole thing was about. And I said, really, is that so? ¿De verdad? ¿De esto se trata esto? Yes, sir. That's why I'm here selling these chocolates. I'm selling these candy bars. And she even gave me a little flyer. I'm holding it in my hands right now. Hasta me dio un folleto, hermanos. Y lo estoy deteniendo ahorita. And I'm not saying this to promote the church. I'm just wanting to really tell you the truth. This is evidence of what this woman was saying. Living Word Inland Empire. That's the name of the church. The Living Word Inland Empire. Así se llama la iglesia. Teaching, reaching, teaching, mending, sending. Boy, how am I going to translate that into Spanish? Alcanzando, enseñando, reparando y enviando. De eso se trata este folleto. That's what this flyer is talking about, everybody. Now, boy, Brother Vic, you're really promoting this woman and what she was doing, Brother Vic. Uno puede decir, hermano Víctor, usted de verdad está apoyando lo que esta mujer estaba haciendo. Bueno, hermanos, la verdad es esto. El espíritu de esta mujer me capturó. The spirit of this woman really captured me. Do you remember at the beginning when I said that her appearance didn't look very good? La apariencia de esta mujer, hermanos, no era algo muy bueno. She looked a little beat up. She looked a little rough, if I have to be honest. Honestamente, hermanos, su apariencia de esta mujer se aparecía media brusca, media dura, media como que sufrió cosas en la vida. Pero la luz que estaba saliendo de sus ojos, de su voz, de su espíritu, eso es lo que me capturó. Her natural appearance, everybody, her dress, it looked rough. It didn't look very good. But it was her sincerity, her genuineness of her spirit, the light that was shining through her eyes. That's what captured me, everybody. That's what got a hold of me. And that's why I'm sharing this with you tonight. Y por eso yo les estoy compartiendo estas cosas con ustedes ahorita, hermanos. And it actually, and Pastor talked about this here in the last week, it convicted me, everybody. It convicted me. Hasta me trajo una convicción a mi espíritu, a mi corazón, hermanos. Now, some of you might say, well, Brother Vic, I mean, surely you didn't feel convicted by this. You help out with evangelism. You're out there on the street corner on 4th and Grove on Saturday mornings, and you're testifying, you're preaching on the microphone out on the street. I mean, surely you don't feel convicted. I want you to know, everybody, I felt convicted by what this woman was doing. All she was doing was selling chocolate bars. But she was sincere and genuine in what she was doing. Alguien puede decir, hermano Víctor, usted no tiene que sentirse mal, no tiene que sentir convicción, porque usted está allá en la esquina de 4 y Grove, ahí en los sábados en la mañana, testificando y predicando en el micrófono. Seguramente usted no se sintió con esa convicción, pero les quiero decir, hermanos, sí. Yo sentí una convicción cuando oí la voz de esta mujer y sentí su espíritu, y simplemente estaba vendiendo estos dulces, estos chocolates, para recibir dinero para esta causa, for the cause of fundraising for this men and women's homes that this woman was raising money for. Everybody, I want you to know something. I can't even talk tonight, my goodness. It motivated me even more. Me motivó más lo que estaba haciendo esta mujer, más de lo que yo tengo presentemente. And she may not even have had the truth, everybody. Muy posiblemente esta mujer ni tuvo la verdad. Pero de todas maneras, aquí estuvo esta mujer haciendo este esfuerzo pequeño, tan pequeño que estuvo. You might say, she was just selling candy bars. It doesn't matter. She was still out there doing this, providing this effort for this cause that she feels a burden for everybody. I left. I went to my car. And I turned around, and I didn't even buy a candy bar, everybody, but I just gave her a dollar. I gave the woman a dollar. I wanted to support her in her cause. Simplemente, ni compré un dulce, pero le di un dólar y le dije, ¿sabe qué, señora? Que Dios me la bendiga por lo que está haciendo y que Dios le ayude en este esfuerzo. I gave her the dollar and I said, you know what, ma'am, may God bless you in this effort that you are providing, and may God help you to continue with the burden that he's placed upon you. I walked away from there thinking about this. Me fui de ahí, hermanos, y estaba pensando en esto. Señor, yo necesito esta carga que tiene esta mujer. Lord, I need to have more of a burden like this woman has for evangelism, for outreach, for lost souls. Okay, so eso pasó esto en el día, primer parte del día. That happened here sometime today. And afterwards, something else happened. Y después, algo más pasó. Y esto es lo que pasó, hermanos. Me tuve que juntar yo con alguien. Yo estoy interesado en comprar otro carro ahorita. I'm actually interested in buying another car. So I went and met this young man who's selling his car. Me fui y me junté con este hombre joven que está vendiendo un carro. Y en hablar con este hombre, yo empecé a hacer unas preguntas de él, su vida personal. All of a sudden, as I'm talking to him about his car, I begin to ask him some questions about him, himself, his life, what he does for work. Y que de repente, hermanos, este hombre joven empieza a abrirse conmigo de su vida personal. All of a sudden, this young man begins to open up about his personal life. And here I am meeting him about his car, but he's talking to me now about his personal life. Yo vine por preguntas de comprar su carro, pero ahora este hombre está abriéndose de su vida personal. Well, as it turns out, he didn't really have time to do a test drive today, to allow me to test drive his vehicle. Él no tuvo tiempo hoy para permitirme manejar su carro, para probar el carro, para ver si me gustaba, which actually seemed kind of strange because that was the whole purpose of me meeting him today. I wanted to test drive his car to see if I liked it. El propósito de juntarme con él este día fue para que yo pudiera probar su carro, manejar el carro para ver si me gustaba el carro. Pero muy raramente me dijo, no tengo tiempo hoy para permitirte manejar mi carro. And the strange thing that he told me was, well, I'm sorry, but I really don't have time to allow you to test drive my car today. And I thought, my goodness, does this guy want to sell his car or not? Yo pensé, pues qué raro, este joven quiere vender su carro o no. So that led me to the next question. Well, when do you want to do it? Maybe Saturday? Le pregunté, posiblemente usted quiera permitirme manejar su carro el sábado? Maybe, a lo mejor, me dijo, maybe even Sunday would work, he said. Hasta el domingo sería bien, si usted pudiera juntarse conmigo otra vez el domingo. And I said, well, you know what? I go to church on Sunday. Maybe I can meet you after church to test drive your car. Yo le dije, yo tengo que ir el domingo y a lo mejor después del servicio domingo en la mañana yo puedo juntarme con usted para manejar su carro. Y que va saliendo del joven esto. And this is what came out of the young man. Do you remember I told you that he started opening up with me about his personal life? He started talking about needing God and praying to God for help. Él me empezó a hablar de su necesidad de Dios y que él ha empezado a orar para que el Señor le ayudara. Y yo le dije, la oración sí da resultado. I told him prayer works. And that's when it came to the part about me meeting him after Sunday service. Y es cuando él le ofrecí que yo me pudiera juntar con él después del servicio del domingo en la mañana. And all of a sudden, the young man says it. I didn't even offer it to everybody. He says it. Well, you know what? What about if I just went to church with you on Sunday? And then afterward, you can test drive my car. Y es cuando el joven me dijo, oye, Víctor, ¿por qué no yo puedo ir con usted a su iglesia el domingo? Y después podemos ir tú y yo para manejar mi carro. Yo le dije, perfect, perfecto. ¿Por qué no hacemos eso? Tú vienes conmigo domingo en la mañana a la iglesia y después podemos manejar tu carro. I said, why don't we do that? Why don't we plan on you coming to church Sunday morning with me and then we'll test drive your car afterward. What a strange occurrence. There I was scratching my head. Does this guy not want to sell his car? Why won't he let me test drive his car? Y ahí estuve yo pensando, pues qué cosa rara. Este muchacho no me quiere dar permiso de manejar su carro hoy. Pero ahora ya salió. Él quiere ir a la iglesia el domingo conmigo y después vamos a manejar su carrito. Once again, everybody, do you see how things work out? ¿Pueden ver cómo las cosas están trabajando? Nosotros pensamos que tenemos un propósito en nuestra vida práctica. We may think that we may have a certain purpose in our practical lives. Well, I just got to get things done. I just got to go work. I got to go take care of some personal things. And then I'm going to go to church. But little do we know that the Lord is trying to incorporate certain things in our lives. It could be someone in need. Me buying that car is not as important as that young man getting filled with the Holy Ghost and receiving salvation. Que yo compre este otro carro no es tan importante que este joven recibiendo el Espíritu Santo y recibiendo la salvación del Señor. Y el Señor quiere darnos a entender que todo lo que nosotros estamos haciendo en nuestras vidas personales tiene que estar involucrado con el evangelismo. Everything that we're doing in our natural lives, the Lord is trying to teach us a lesson here. Everything that we're doing, and I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying it. Everything that we're doing in our natural lives needs to be interweaved, interwoven with evangelism, everybody. Matter of fact, I was just telling this to someone the other day, someone at church. I was saying, you know, it's interesting. I'm learning that everything that I do has to be mixed in with evangelism. Todo lo que yo estoy haciendo en mi vida personal, le estuve diciendo algo a alguien en la iglesia el otro día, estoy entendiendo que el Señor quiere que todo lo que yo hago en mi vida personal esté mezclado con el evangelismo. En otras palabras, si yo tengo que ir a la tienda, yo voy a ver a alguien allí, yo necesito testificar a cualquier persona que yo estoy viendo. If I go to the store, because I got to go buy some food or I got to go buy things at the store, the very first thing that needs to be in my mind is as soon as I see someone, I need to use it as an opportunity to testify about Jesus. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, everybody. And I'm not saying this to brag on Brother Vic, but it seems that every time I go to the store, the very first thing that comes out of my mind when I see someone, or that comes out of my mouth when I see someone is a word, the Bible, Jesus, a testimony. Cada vez que voy a la tienda, y no estoy diciendo esto para tratar de engrandecer hermano Víctor, pero cada vez que yo voy a la tienda ahora, hermanos, la primera cosa que yo pienso cuando yo veo a alguien es, ¿cómo puedo testificar a esta persona? ¿Cómo puedo darle una palabra a esta persona? ¿Cómo puedo darle una palabra de testimonio de la salvación a esta persona? It's now coming out of us naturally. Ya está saliendo de nosotros naturalmente, hermanos, a testificar. No, ya no es, me siento nervioso. Estoy muy nervioso de hablar de las cosas de Dios a alguien. No, a lo contrario. ¿Cómo puedo yo incorporar mi visita con esta persona con la palabra de Dios? It no longer is a nervousness. I think Sister Jessica, Brother Miguel, were telling me this the other Saturday when we were on the street corner. Brother, now whenever we go to talk to someone, we feel this boldness. I believe that's what she said. We feel this boldness to share the gospel, to share a testimony. Hermana Jessica, hermano Miguel, me estaban diciendo el sábado pasado, hermano Víctor, ahora cuando estamos aquí en la esquina o cuando vamos para visitar un familiar, ya sentimos un denuedo, yo creo que esa es la palabra, un denuedo. Ya no tenemos temor, ya no tenemos miedo de abrir la boca y hablarles a la gente de las cosas de Dios. Ya no somos temerosos. We've lost that fear. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, everybody. That's exactly what God wants. And that's what is happening. There is a transformation, a metamorphosis process that is taking place with us. The Lord is taking us from a shy, timid, scared person to someone that wants an excuse to be able to testify. Hallelujah. El Señor nos está cambiando de alguien que es temeroso, alguien que es tímido, y está cambiándonos a una persona que necesita una excusa para poder testificar a la primer persona que vamos, vemos en la tienda, que vemos en la calle. Amen y amen. Amen and amen. Well, I'm about to wrap up here, everybody, but I got to end on this. Brother Marty just wrote, amen, amen, or I think he meant amen y amen. Hallelujah. I want to share this with everybody. Mama shared this with me the other day. And I think it was on Sunday when Pastor Clark was preaching. Mamá me dio este testimonio el otro día. Yo creo que ocurrió cuando el Pastor Clark estaba predicando el domingo en la noche. And I believe it was at the altar call. Cuando ya estaba terminando la predicación y el Pastor Clark estaba llamando a la gente a la oración. My mama told me that my sister Monica, I hope she's on the line tonight, got on her knees and created her own little altar call there in Fallbrook, there at her home. Mi hermana Mónica, mi mamá me dijo que mi hermana Mónica formó su propio altar allí en su casita y empezó a orar. And she began to pray. So just picture that. This is my sister praying on her own. While we're having our altar call here at the church, my sister is having her own little altar call. Mientras que estamos teniendo nuestro servicio de altar aquí en nuestra iglesia, mi hermana Mónica se puso de rodillas y empezó a orar. And my mama said that all of a sudden, as Monica was praying, the tears began to roll down her eyes. She began to cry. She began to weep. Hallelujah. And she began to pray more in earnest and cry out to the Lord. And all of a sudden, everybody, she began to speak in tongues. And she just began to pray through all by herself. Ay, mi hermana Mónica estaba en sus rodillas orando y las lágrimas empezaron de derramarse y, en su rostro. Y empezó a llorar y empezó a orar un poquito más fuerte, con más deseo, con más necesidad. Y de repente, hermanos, mi hermana Mónica empezó a hablar en otras lenguas y el Señor la renovó, porque yo no sé qué tantos años han pasado que eso no ha pasado con mi hermana. Because the truth is, I don't know how many years, how much time or how many years have gone by since my sister prayed through, since she spoke in tongues, but it happened this last Sunday evening. Pero ocurrió este sábado, pasó este domingo pasado, hermanos. Y si se recuerdan, hace unos 2-3 semanas que yo estuve ahí en Fallbrook, yo oré con mi cuñado, el esposo de mi hermana, y él recibió el Espíritu Santo, posiblemente por la primera vez, no sé. Because it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I was there visiting in Fallbrook that I began to pray with my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, Robert, and there he raised his hands. I prayed with him. I told him to repent. He repented, and before you knew it, he began, hallelujah, I'm just feeling it. After he repented, he began to speak in tongues for very possibly the very first time. Everybody, I want you to rejoice with me together in this. The Lord is doing great things. Quiero que ustedes todos sepan, el Señor está haciendo cosas grandes. Espero que están sintiendo el Espíritu Santo ahorita que estoy hablando. I hope that you are feeling the anointing of the Holy Ghost as I'm saying this, because the Lord is doing great things in our families. I would be screaming and yelling at the top of my tongues, but I don't have a lot of physical energy right now. But I hope you feel the anointing as I'm saying this. Hermanos, si yo tuviera la fuerza, yo estuviera gritando con voz alta ahorita, pero ahorita no tengo mucha fuerza física, mi energía está muy baja ahorita. Pero quiero que sientan el ungiarabashatai, quiero que sientan el ungimiento del Espíritu Santo ahorita que estoy diciéndoles esto. Porque hermanos, no nomás es para mi familia, pero sus familias. Yo tengo fe que sus familias van a empezar a recibir esta salvación, este Espíritu Santo, este arrepentimiento y esta salvación para sus familias. I have faith, brothers and sisters, that your families are going to begin to receive this salvation. They're going to begin to receive the spirit of repentance. They're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They're going to be speaking in tongues, and they're going to receive deliverance, and they're going to receive salvation in the name of Jesus. Your mothers, your fathers, your brothers, your sisters, your family members, your loved ones, sus mamás, sus madres, sus padres, sus hermanos, sus hermanas, sus seres queridos, aleluya, van a empezar a recibir esta misma salvación que mi familia está recibiendo. I believe that your families are going to begin to receive the same salvation, the same deliverance that my family is receiving. As bleak as it may look, you might think, oh, Brother Vic, if you only knew my family, if you only knew the what they're like and the places of sin, the pasts that they have, it's bad, it's bad. It doesn't matter, everybody. Our God is greater than their past. Our God is greater than their sin, and it's on the way. Posiblemente alguien diga, hermano Víctor, usted no sabe qué tan grave y serio es los problemas con mi familia y el pecado y sus pasados de mi familia. No importa, hermanos. Nuestro Dios es más grande y su poder es más grande y la salvación que el Señor tiene es más grande que el pecado y el pasado de sus familias. Y ya lo está enviando el Señor. Hallelujah. Why don't we just thank God together as we finish right now? Why don't we thank God in faith and praise God in faith for what He's doing in your families right now? ¿Por qué no le pedimos al Señor ahorita y le pedimos al Señor y le damos las gracias por el milagro que el Señor ya está mandando a sus familias? En el nombre de Jesús. Señor Jesús, le estamos dando las gracias a usted y le estamos dando la alabanza antemano, con anticipación y con fe por lo que usted ya está haciendo para nuestras familias. Gracias por la salvación que usted está mandando a mi familia y por la salvación que usted está mandando a las familias que están escuchando esta noche. I thank you for the salvation you are sending to my family, but I also thank you for the salvation, the deliverance, the healing that you are sending to the families of those that are on this call tonight. In the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús. Hallelujah, le damos las gracias en el nombre de Jesús. We're thanking you in advance for the salvation you're sending to our families, to all of our families, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, that's it, everybody. We want to remind you about our evangelism street service that we are going to be having this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the corner of 4th and Grove. We're inviting everybody, bring your faith and bring your testimony. Estamos invitando a todos al servicio de evangelismo que estamos teniendo aquí en la esquina de 4th and Grove en Ontario a las 11 de la mañana. Traigan su fe y traigan su testimonio. Los vamos a esperar todos en el nombre de Jesús. We will expect to see all of you here this Saturday at 11 a.m. in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén.